Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so excited and glad to spend time with you to pray together. The Lord Jesus said in the Bible that when two persons agree with one another on earth, what they pray, it shall be done for them on earth here by the Father. Therefore, we come in agreement and prayer according to the promises of God together. I believe in the power of prayer. And the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous are very powerful and effective. The book of Psalm chapter 33 verse 4 say, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does." Do you believe that God is faithful? He will keep his promise. We do our part. We walk by faith, obedience, and we ask in Jesus' name, and he shall fulfill the promises in the Bible. Therefore, let us read the scripture together from the book of Psalm chapter 107. From verse 8 on, and we pray as we read. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to his children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Father, we pray together that you shall do wonderful works to all of us, Lord. We believe, Lord, that you shall give us favor and grace in our daily life, in our traveling, ministry, work, business, parenting, marriage, and family life. Lord, we ask that you shall do wonderful things in us, Lord. We believe that the blessing of Abraham is upon us and the curse of the law has been taken away by the work of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we believe you shall satisfy my brother and sister because they are so hungry and thirsty for you. That's why they have come into this time of praying together, Lord. And you shall fill their soul with goodness, Lord. We call the goodness of the Lord to come upon their life, Lord. And we believe, Lord, that they shall test and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that children, grandchildren to the thousand generation shall experience the goodness of the Lord. Verse 10, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bowed in affliction and irons, because they rebel against the words of God and despise the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Verse 13, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. I believe that we all make mistakes. Sometimes we are stubborn and rebel against God, and we face difficulties and hardships. Today, we're going to call out to the Lord together. The Lord will save us out of our distress. You may face some distress right now, maybe sickness, maybe financial problem. Let us pray together that he will save you and me out. Father, you promise in the Bible, in this book of Psalm, Lord, that you shall save us when we come to you in humility and by faith and seeking your face together. We declare you save my brother and sister out of their distresses, and they shall see the goodness of the Lord, and they shall see the victory. Lord, help them, heal them, save them, recover them, and set them free from financial problem, from family problem or relationship problem. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He brought them, verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Father, we pray together that you shall set my brother and sister free from addiction, from bondages, from problem of sin, from financial difficulties. You are the God who cut the bars of iron into two, and you destroyed the gates of bronze for my brother sister. You set them free. You help them, Lord. If the devil put them into bondage, you set them free indeed, Father. We command demons and evil spirit and all kinds of chains in their life to be broken. You destroy the yokes on their neck and remove the burden from their shoulder by your anointing, Father. Set them free and help them indeed in Jesus' mighty name, the name that is above all names. Amen. Amen. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Father, we all have sinned against you. We believe, Lord, you listen to our requests, our cry, our prayer to you. Lord, you promise us, Lord, that when we cry out to you, you save us, Lord, out of our distresses. And you send your word and heal us, Lord, and deliver us from our destruction. Father, therefore, we pray in Jesus' name that you will set my brother and sister free from destruction. Deliver them, Lord. Save them out of their financial distresses, health distresses, or job, or business, or ministry, Lord. You give them peace. You give them victory. You give them breakthrough. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayer. And Lord, we're going to stay in your word. We're going to read your word in the Bible, and we're going to meditate on your word, and we believe your word heal us, Lord. If they have sickness, Father, heal them by your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 21, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the wave of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depth. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry out. We're going to cry out together to the Lord in their trouble. And he brings them out of their distresses. And he calms the storm so that its waves are still. We believe that God can calm the storm in our life. And we can give thanks to him. And we can declare his goodness together. Let us pray together that he's going to calm the storm of our life. Lord, if my brother and sister are facing a big storm, small storm, little storm in life right now, you calm the storm for them in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall see the peace. They shall see the victory. After the storm, they're going to see the newness of life, the new opportunities, new relationships, new open doors. Lord, help them. We repent. We cry out to you. We humble ourselves before you. We come to the throne of grace and ask you for help, Lord. And Lord, we're going to tell the whole world that you are so good to us. We're going to give thanks to you all the days of our life, Lord. And we're going to live for you. We're going to seek the kingdom of God first and do the best we can for your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer and answering them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you believe that God listened to our prayer? Do you believe that God can calm the storm, set us free, and help us? I believe so. God bless you, and let us thank God together. Lord, thank you so much for performing miracles, giving us the breakthroughs and victories in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. I will see you again in this playlist called Praying God Promises. I hope to see you more and pray together. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
I'm so thirsty. you, Lord.